And there's things to agree and disagree on here. So we're not going to go through all 250.
No.
We're going to quickly go through the top 50 and then maybe spend more time on the top 10.
Okay, so 50 is the mountain goats, which he's very
tree.
Happy about.
That's, yeah, I'm happy with them landing at the 50 spot. That's fine. Sunset Tree would definitely be the pick for your average layperson for their best record.
Okay.
We've got M38 right above.
M83,
whatever.
You uncultured little...
Whatever.
Okay.
This is not better than the Mountain
What
Goats.
The heck are you talking... I love this album, so I don't care what you say.
Yeah, we've got Avalanches. We're just going to go through. Yeah. Joanna Newsom at 47 with Yeez Robbed. Rob, she should be a lot higher.
Mm.
Mad Villainy, Doom, should be a lot higher. Yeah, there, Fiona Apple, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, I would put that lower, honestly.
That's
LCD should be higher.
That's at 42.
Yeah.
We got some Nick Cave at 39.
That's solid.
There's a bunch I don't know.
Yeah.
36, we have Radiohead Kid A. I like that album.
Angel Olsen, All Mirrors. I love this record. Is it the 35th best record of the last 25 years?
Who knows?
I would say no. Sturgill, they chose the wrong record, but he's at 34.
We got some SZA. We got some Destroyer.
Yeah, we got some CanCon here. Destroyer, Kaput, great record.
We have Britney Spears with Blackout at 30. I would need to listen to Blackout again. I do not remember which songs are on that one. I don't know that much about Britney Spears. But every Britney Spears song that I've heard, I've liked. So, you know,
yeah.
I can't complain.
Deltatron 3030 at 26. That record is awesome. Deer Hunter, Halcyon Digest at 24. Really, really good. Let's Black Star, David Bowie at 22.
I never listened to
it. I haven't listened to it, but everyone says it's great.
But okay.
Okay. Kendrick, To Pimp a Butterfly at 20 is pretty low.
You would put that higher?
I would put that higher.
Like, as in closer to one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
Robin, Body Talk at 19. I don't like Robin. Moving on. I don't like her.
War on Drugs, great record. System of the Down at 16, sure. Anoni and the Johnsons, I'm Bird Now. I haven't heard this record, but I love Anoni, so sure, I'm into it. Outkast at 14.
That is a great album.
That's a great record.
That's a great
album. You can't be mad about that.
Yeah.
Sophie, people love Sophie. Let's just go to the top 10. Ghostface Killah, Supreme Clientele.
Okay, I've never heard any of these songs. I'm not a rap guy,
but I'm sure that's great.
Yeah.
Ojai, the Magnolia Electric Company, obviously should be here. Obviously should
I've
be
never
here.
Listened
great
to this
record.
Either.
I've played you a lot of this record.
Okay, that's number 9. So number 8, we're at
Beyonce Renaissance. Come on.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
The 8th best record of all the 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's better Beyonce records.
There definitely
okay,
are.
Okay, you know, I'm saying this. I've only listened to 3 songs, but one of them was that Jolene song that everyone hated.
No, that's the country one. This is the disco one.
She's on a horse in both of them?
This
is very confusing. Okay, never mind. I don't know anything. Sure, I like the disco
one. Age of Ads at number 7 for Sufjan. This is not the Sufjan I would have chosen. This is a pretty deep cut Sufjan, honestly, but respect.
Yeah.
Okay, Joanna Newsom at number 6, Have One on Me.
Bangers.
Fine.
Greatest album ever.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I rescind
my comment about Yeez being so high. This is fine.
Yeah.
She's up
oh here. My gosh, great album.
They put Damn at number 5.
Kendrick Lamar.
For Kendrick.
Yes.
That's
why I don't get... You think To Pimp a Butterfly is better, you're
much
saying.
Better.
Oh, okay.
For me.
Well.
Vespertine by Bjork. Yes, this should be here. This is a great record.
That's at number 4.
D'Angelo Voodoo,
He just
3.
Died last week, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, or 2 weeks ago.
R.I.P. to a legend. I have not heard of this.
Okay.
Fiona Apple, the idler wheel is wiser than the driver of the screw, and the whipping cords will serve you more than ropes will ever do.
That's number 2.
That's number 2, great record.
Never heard any of the songs on it.
Wow, at number 1.
And at number 1, we have Wilco with Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
They say there will never be another album as genius as Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Okay. Big day for Wilco lovers.
I love this record. I love this record.
Oh,
is it the number 1 best record?
Most of the time when you do the top records of the 2000s, you always get like the Strokes in the top 5. And this one, not even in the top 50. This is rude.
That's
this is
sad.
A list made to anger me, except they placated me with all the Joanna
Newsom.
And
no national in the top 50.
Yeah, this is...
no December.
A bonkers list. This is a bonkers list.
Yeah.
But okay, I don't like listen to or care about Wilco at all, but I know a lot of people that do and love them, and they're like their whole life. So go your friend John.
Yeah.
You know, that guy loves Wilco.
Yeah, he does. I'm literally going to send this to him as soon as we're done talking. Yeah, I think it's poignant that like the pinnacle of millennial dad rock is the number one record on this list. Because who is writing these lists but millennial dads, right?
There you go.
But yeah, this is obviously a great record. It's hard to be mad about this.
Name a song.
What? Of course I can name a song. Isn't Heavy Metal Drummer on this one?
Who knows? Do we know? Do we know anything about Wilco?
Definitely my favorite Wilco song, Shot in the Arm, is on this one. I love that track.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
Wilco wins again.
Wilco
wins for the first time.
For once in their lives. Yeah, we're going to go into what could be the greatest single of this year.
Okay. Maybe,
I don't know. This is a really fun one. It's Alex Yongyu Gao featured on Chloe Morondio's...
okay, it's Alice Longyu Gao on Chloe Moriondo.
Thank you.
Okay, that was painful to listen to.
I'm so sorry.
It's called Girls with Gills.
Girls with Gills. It's fun, folks.
Alice, are you there?
Meow.
Hello, Chloe.
Bubbles all around and you can touch the ground. Kind of muffled sound, but the bass is loud. I can't see over the crowd, and I think I like it better underwater now. Bottom of the sea, it could be you and me. Dollars get wet, so they make the cover free, and I think everyone here is turning green. Maybe that's because we make it look so easy.
Stay or don't stay, we're here.
I found a song. on the phone every night. 6 p.m., which time zone are yours or mine? In corner worry where you are, who you're with. Let's just agree that this is it.
Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Leave your bags in the car, keep it running. I won't pretend that I won't miss this. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. And I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I'm just saving us some trouble somewhere down the line. This kind of town you just leave behind. See, you don't know it yet, but you won't come back. And I ain't going nowhere, you know that. Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. Bags in the car, keep it running. Won't pretend that I won't miss this. But Portland, Maine, I don't know where that is. And you can go ahead and hate me, that's just fine. It doesn't matter either way.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call on 101.9 FM CFRC. Unfortunately, my dear co-host had to leave, but worry not, the tunes will keep rolling, as they often do on also CFRC.ca, folks. Check it out. We've got our program scheduled. You can go into the archives, check out any shows that you might have missed. Check out our events. Check out our volunteer opportunities. It's all right there on CFRC.ca. Folks, it's a windy one here. I'm hoping you can't hear that howling against the window pane. There were like multiple trees down on the island today. The dog and I, on our walk, we had to scamper over some trunks that were just like completely blocking the road. So Lord knows how long it'll take to clean up. But it's a pretty severe wind and rainstorm. Autumn's roaring in, folks. Anyway, I should let you know, before I get too into the weeds here, we heard Donovan Woods and Leanne Rimes together at last with their song Portland, Maine. He says he doesn't know where Portland is. It's like basically the only town in Maine. It's a very, uninhabited state, folks, but that's beyond me. Before that, we heard Sparks with their track Porcupine, and at the top, we heard Chloe Mirando, I'm sorry, Moriando, there we go, I'm so sorry, Chloe, and Alice Longyu Gao with Girls with Gills, for all of my gill women out there. Let's just move swiftly on to some new RAA, that's Rural Alberta Advantage. Haven't heard from these guys in a while, so interested to hear this track. It's called Falling Apart.
listen to the radio. Where did everybody go? There's silence all around the globe. I say
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC.ca. We just finished listening to Dirty Ribbons with their song Listen to the Radio. That's great instructions. I would recommend you follow these instructions at any time you can. Maybe particularly this radio station, but I'm splitting hairs. Before that, we heard Aquaculture with their track, What Are You Saying? I love when they have the apostrophe instead of the G in songs. What are you saying? I love that. And at the top, we heard Falling Apart, the full gerund there. Knows the G is intact. Falling Apart by the Rural Alberta Advantage. Folks, okay, little funny story. I've definitely told this before, but RAA came to the grad club whilst I worked there, lo, these many years ago. I'm a big fan of them, and as is my mother and father. And I told them, I was like, oh, they're playing the bar. I'm going to bartend during their show. And my mother reached out to them on Instagram, much to my mortification, and was like, oh, my son and I, we love your band. He's so excited to see you, blah, blah, blah. So then they are very gracious. All three of them are very, very nice, very cool people. And they took a very awkward photo. They were not awkward. I am awkward. They took an awkward photo with me to send to my mother. And I think they tagged her in an Instagram post or something. It made her whole year. She was very happy. And I'm very grateful to them for doing that. So great band. Listen to this new record when it comes out. Anyway, folks, we've got new Courtney Barnett as well. This is Stay in Your Lane. Also good advice.
Still is make it a point of staying alive. Open up another tangerine. When the skin was dirty, but the fruit was clean. Wanna love you, wanna get it right. Holding you close on the edge of a knife. Wanna feel the way we did that night. When the moon was heavy and the world was light.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Maelstrom by Skullcrusher. Before that, we heard the Barr Brothers with their track Another Tangerine. And right at the top, we heard a brand spanker by Courtney Barnett that was, of course, Stay in Your Lane. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we've got another new single off of this upcoming record about a shipwreck. It is Rocks in My Pocket. Now, this song has a lot in common with a number of Mountain Goat songs, specifically In Corolla, which is the other Mountain Goat song about a guy who kills himself by walking into the ocean, which, of course, Rocks in My Pockets denotes pretty clearly. It's got a nice arrangement. I think it's going to grow on me. The harp maybe is a little much. The theater kid energy emanating off of Lin-Manuel Miranda on this record is still really strong and distasteful to me, because what I love about this band is the sincerity, just the complete unironic sincerity about very goofy things. And theater kid energy is just, and I know that that's a, you know, a loaded term, but it's inherently insincere, right? They're actors. But anyway, I like the allusion to Virginia Woolf here with the rocks in my pocket motif. Maybe obliquely Sylvia Plath. I think Sylvia Plath wrote about Woolf's suicide as her putting rocks in her pockets. And of course, Sylvia Plath has been referenced in other Mountain Goat songs about drug abuse and addiction. In the Linda Blair Was Born Innocent record. Also, of course, Linda Blair Was Born Innocent has the exact same lyric as this one, Tie Down the Sails. So lots and lots of references weaving in and out of the discography and throughout English poetry in this one. Let's just let the song speak for itself. Again, this is a concept record, so we're getting the songs piecemeal. We don't really have the full narrative of this record or who is even singing this song within the narrative. So we're going to have to come back to this once we have the full text, which is coming out in like 2 weeks, which is exciting. But anyway, folks, here is the new Mountain Goat song. It's called Rocks in My Pockets.
Like a good luck charm for a soldier heading off into battle, I carried a stone in my pocket, something I found in Seattle. It vaguely resembled a face, and it looked like a headstone, a little deep groove from a wormer from years underwater, running right down the middle. Some people name their cars or their guitars. Some things are too fragile to name. Some things are made for the spotlight. Some live at the edge of the frame, just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Stuck to the shoreline in the light of the torch, wrapped up in your bandage like a package on the porch. You were never gonna make it. I felt like you knew. But at least you'll have someone. For some of us, that won't be true. Some people go down swinging, get in a few punches. Some learn to ride the currents, some never learn. probably not gonna leave the slightest trace in the... When it's my turn, tie down the sails. When the crosswinds blow, rocks in my pockets when I go. In the bark of a tree, little signs of hope, like a good luck charm for a soldier, mailed home in an envelope. Some people go it alone, some need a friend. The weak ones get lucky, the strong ones stick around to see the end. Just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go.
Thank you.
hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this Indie Wake Up Call. We just heard Dark Days by Pup. Before that, we heard Always, Not My Baby. And at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, Rocks in My Pockets. We've got some new Last Dinner Party for you, Count the Ways, and then some Mac DeMarco off of his new record, Guitar. It's called Shining. Thanks for hanging out. We'll be back next Tuesday, as always, with some new songs for you. Peace.
What more could I want? it's on, and I'll go, if not just to find out. If the sun's still shining down on her, if the sun's still shining down.